This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Scott Kirshner. No bail for the man accused of killing 2-year-old Bella Bond, whose body was found on Deer Island back in June.
Michael McCarthy was arraigned on first-degree murder charges this morning. For more on the case, we turn to Boston Globe reporter Ested Herndon, who was there. Ested, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today. First of all, can you describe to us how Michael McCarthy appeared in court today?
Well, he certainly appeared differently than since he was arrested in September. His hair was cut to a buzz length, which is in stark contrast to his arrest mugshot, which had long, shaggy hair and kind of a disheveled look. He stood proudly in court. And in a big difference to how Rochelle Bond appeared last week, where she was hiding her face from cameras, he stood and he only spoke to say not guilty. The result of that arraignment was that he was held in custody without cash bail. Mm-hmm.
So as you said, he pleaded not guilty. And on what basis do his attorneys make the claim for that plea?
So he actually blames Rochelle Bond, the child's mother, for the girl's death. He says that, like everyone else, he thought that the child had been taken away into DCF custody and that he was in the dark, like many of Rochelle's friends, as to where Bella Bond's whereabouts were. His lawyer contests that the state's entire prosecution depends on the statement that Rochelle Bond made after she was arrested, which said that she saw Michael McCarthy swinging his arms violently against the girl's chest and that he put her body into a trash bag. Michael McCarthy says that none of this happened and that Rochelle Bond, Bella's mother, is only massaging her own guilt because she knows what happens to the girl, whereas he does not.
Mm. But on the other hand, prosecutors at today's arraignment says that they have proof that McCarthy was involved. Text messages that he sent to Rochelle Bond?
Right. So a couple weeks after the alleged murder, Rochelle Bond had a housing eviction hearing in an unrelated court matter. And before that, Michael McCarthy texted her. Now, the text said that make sure you do not tell the judge about what happened to Bella Bond. And that he said, if you do, DCF might get involved. And so what the prosecution is saying is that this proves that Michael McCarthy had knowledge that something was going on and that she was not currently in DCF involvement. But what the defense is saying is that, no, this doesn't prove that. This only proves that, like everyone else, he thought that the family was involved in a DCF custody battle, and he was trying to tell her, don't bring this up because this might negatively impact your housing arraignment.
Oh, this case, I mean, it just continues to boggle the mind in so many ways, instead. I mean, remind us, let's step back in time here a little bit. What do we know about Michael McCarthy? Because I remember from the reporting that came out in the days and weeks after he and Rochelle Bond were arrested, that, you know, there were claims of him having or talking about demons, obviously about heavy drug abuse. Remind us what we know about him.
Right. So it's been a long descent for Michael McCarthy. I mean, we have a long history of court documents showing that starting about 10 years ago, he seems to have gotten involved in prescription drugs and that moved on to heroin. And even among that crowd, among the crowd that that hangs at methadone clinics and is involved in some of the heroin addicts who knew him from that time, said he stood out even among that group as strange and different. Some of the people then told the Boston Globe that he was carrying around a Pomeranian and would say that dog had the ability to see demons in other people and that he had the ability to understand signs and demons and he could communicate with the dead. And some of the people then were saying that he was violent and abusive to former girlfriends. So there has been a long and sordid history for Michael McCarthy among people who knew him as someone who was at best different and at worst someone who was violent and on the edge of something. Now, folks also said at that time that he specifically mentioned Bella as someone who the dog did not like and someone who the dog had sensed had demons. So this all stands to paint a pretty murky picture over Michael McCarthy, about his relationship with the girl's mother, and ultimately what happened to Bella Bond.
Interesting that his lawyers today at the arraignment didn't make any claim regarding his mental status and instead, as you mentioned earlier, fingered the blame directly at Rochelle Bond. Now, remind us what we heard last week at Rochelle Bond's arraignment, because obviously she had a very different story to tell the court.
Right. Now, I was also at that arraignment, and her lawyer says she was under the control of Michael McCarthy, that Michael McCarthy was an abusive and controlling boyfriend who ran that household, which he had just entered in earlier that year, that he ran that household with an iron fist, that he was not necessarily physically abusive, but had emotional and psychological control over Rochelle Bond. And what the prosecution said last week is that after Rochelle Bond saw Michael McCarthy striking Bella Bond's midsection, that the mother of the girl ran towards her daughter to try to see what was happening, and that Michael McCarthy ordered her out the room. And what that kind of did was spoke to the level, at least what the prosecution was saying, was spoke to the level of control that he had over that household and had over Rochelle Bond. So she was saying that not only did she see Michael McCarthy commit the murder and he initiated the cover-up, that also he forced her and threatened to kill her if she told anyone else, which is a reason why for so long we knew Bella Bond as Baby Doe.
Mm. And currently Rochelle Bond's being held on $1 million cash bail. Estead, just briefly, what's next for these two? When are their next court appearances?
So both of them are slated to appear in mid to late February. We still have a while to go before the actual trial begins and some of those proceedings, the jury selection and things like that. Right now, the only thing that's set are pretrial conferences and a little more procedure. Both of the lawyers said they still are in the information digging stage, and they still have some things that the prosecution will need to share with the defense attorneys, and some more investigation needs to be conducted. What is the larger question that's looming over this is what is going to be the role that Rochelle Bond plays in the subsequent trial or upcoming trial of Michael McCarthy. The grand and jury indictments and most of the prosecution's allegations depend on the statements that Rochelle Bond was making against her former boyfriend. So something that Michael McCarthy's lawyer said today was that he is sure that Rochelle Bond will have to testify against Michael McCarthy for the Commonwealth to make a case for murder of Bella Bond. So
right.
That's going to be something to look forward to, is we're going to see necessarily how the Commonwealth plays it and how the two trials kind of interact with each other.
Estead Herndon is a reporter for the Boston Globe, bringing us up to date on the arraignment hearing today of Michael McCarthy in the murder case of Bella Bond. Estead, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.